This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. It is a tense holiday for American troops in Iraq. U.S. soldiers killed 11 Iraqi fighters north of Baghdad today. The military released a statement saying that a convoy from the Army's 4th Infantry Division was ambushed before troops returned fire. Also today, the Arabic language network Al Jazeera aired an audio tape message purportedly from ousted Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. The speaker on the tape claimed to be directing the recent attacks against U.S. military personnel. NPR's Guy Raz has more from Baghdad.
There have been three major attacks on U.S. forces in the past 24 hours. On Thursday evening, an American soldier was shot dead by a sniper. Later, assailants fired mortar rounds into a U.S. Army base near the town of Balad, about 50 miles north of Baghdad. 16 soldiers were wounded, two of them seriously. Sergeant David Cox of the 4th Infantry Division was there when it happened. He says none of the attacks is particularly surprising anymore.
Anything's possible. I mean, we're in a hostile area, and we're trying to make this area more American-friendly. I mean, there's people out there that certainly enjoy our help, but as far as there's people out there that don't like Americans, yeah.
Just a few hours after the attack in Balad, an army patrol driving along a nearby highway came under small arms and rocket-propelled grenade fire. No U.S. soldiers were hurt, but 11 Iraqis, all alleged assailants according to a military spokesman, were killed when the U.S. troops returned fire. Military convoys and patrols are now coming under attack every day. Soft-top Humvees, the most widely used army transport vehicle, are particularly vulnerable. According to Paul Bremer, the top civilian leader here, the attacks are being orchestrated by members of the former regime.
Everything we have is quite clear that these attacks are being organized by members of the ex-regime, Ba'athists, Fedayeen Saddam.
Despite the drumbeat of pronouncements, a senior American official here, who spoke on condition of anonymity, says U.S. administrators have no hard evidence linking former Ba'ath Party members to the recent attacks. More likely, says the official, is that frustrated former soldiers, out of work after Paul Bremer dissolved the Iraqi military, are carrying out the ambushes. The key to ending the attack, says the official, is twofold. One, rebuild the Iraqi army as fast as possible. And two, capture Saddam Hussein. It's not clear whether the ousted leader is in Iraq, but in an audio tape broadcast on Al Jazeera, a voice purporting to be that of Saddam Hussein implored Iraqis to take up arms against U.S. and British military personnel. The speaker said he is in Iraq and took credit for organizing the recent attacks on military personnel, warning of more bloodshed to come. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.